This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 479, up a half. July corn, 483 and three quarters, up a quarter. September corn, 481, down a half. May soybeans, 1408 and three quarters, down 25. July soybeans, 1382 and a quarter, down 27 and three quarters. August soybeans, 1325 and a half, down 28 and a quarter. May wheat, 693 and a quarter, down 10 and a half. July wheat, 695 and a half, down 10. September wheat, 702 and a half, down 9 and a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon, technical trading for soybeans and wheat lower, but corn was able to stay on the positive side from better than expected demand. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 439 to 465. Soybean bids were 24 to 25 cents lower at 1367 to 1404. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 1 cent higher at 445 to 470. Soybean bids were 22 to 25 cents lower at 1398 to 1414. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 4 cents higher at 454 to 486. Soybean bids were 13 to 20 cents lower at 1395 to 1429. And wheat bids were 11 cents lower at 675 to 715. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 20 to 25 cents lower at 1424 to 1439. Basis was steady to 5 cents higher at 15 to 30 over the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 470.90 to 505.90 a ton, and that was $10.60 higher, with the basis steady at 15 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 1 to 3 cents higher at 467 to 479, with the basis steady to 2 cents higher at 12 under 2 option the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 1 to 7 cents higher at 469 to 482, with the basis steady to 6 cents higher at 10 under to 3 over the May. Soybeans ended 23 to 25 cents lower at 1409 to 1421, with the basis steady to 2 higher at option to 12 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 8 to 16 cents lower at 661 to 662. Basis was mixed at 34 to 35 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents higher at $5 to $5.01. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 21 to 25 cents, with quotations of 1439 to 1446. Soft wheat closed 10 to 11 cents lower at 727 to 734, with the Milo steady at 499 to 504. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn was 440 to 455. Soybeans were 1125 to 1163. In the central part of the state, corn was 440 to 458, and soybeans were 1141 to 1162. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 444 to 460, and soybeans 1145 to 1178, and wheat was 653 to 673. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 144, down 42 cents. June live cattle, 136.12, down 7 cents. August live cattle, 133.50, down 25 cents. March feeder cattle, 175.02, up $1.40. April feeder cattle 175.27, up 62 cents. May feeder cattle 176.50, up 30 cents. April lean hogs 125.67, up 87 cents. May lean hogs 126.27, down 22 cents. June lean hogs 130.32, down 47 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 21st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.63 higher in the range of $118.59 to $126, with the weighted average carcass price of $120.80. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $7 to $9 higher, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 75 to 80, 4 to 5 weights 77 to 87, 5 to 550 weights 81 to 88, and 550 and up 82 to 90. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $4 to $6 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $83 to $92. Receipts today for Illinois hogs totaled 14,051 head. And now the report from the Schuyler Livestock Auction from March 20th. They had receipts of 390 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were selling from 147 to 150. 153.35. Choice slaughter heifers were selling from 147.50 to 155. Select and choice heifers were 147.50 to 146.50 to 147.50. Select heifers were 144. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 149 to 153 and on a dress basis at 240 to 242. Heifers on a live basis traded at 150 to 250 and on a dress basis at 240 to 242. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 219 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $131.50, and that was 24 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $240.16, and that was $1.41 lower, with select carcasses at $233.66, and that was $1.11 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000. That compared to 109,000 last week and 111,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 359,000. That compared to 360,000 last week and 423,000 a year ago. Now for the weekly hay report from Reels Auction from March the 19th. They had 1,820 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, $4.30 to $6. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares, $4.50 to $6.50, with large rounds at $55. Alfalfa mixed grass premium quality small squares, $5.50 to $6.25. Clover mixed grass premium quality small squares, $3.25 a bale. Orchard grass premium quality small squares, $3.50 a bale, and large squares were $28. Timothy grass good quality large rounds were $32 a bale, and wheat straw good quality small squares $2.10 to $3 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March corn delivered to Greenfield $4.72. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.73. March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.63. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.64. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.15. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.14. March beans delivered to Scottville, $14.04. April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.03. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.98. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.72, corn at Scottville is $4.63, beans at Greenfield are $14.15, beans at Scottville are $14.04, and wheat at Scottville is $6.98. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you on this Monday morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Your family's safety is important to you. By choosing Comfort Pro Propane from M&M Service for your home heat, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and economical fuel. Furthermore, the Comfort Pro staff at M&M Service is properly trained to make sure that your propane system is in proper working order. So don't take unnecessary risks. Contact M&M Service Company today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Becoming cloudy later today with a chance of rain or snow this afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 30s with light and variable winds. Tonight, cloudy skies with snow likely, but little or no accumulation expected. Low temperatures in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy and windy. Highs in the mid-30s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy and warmer, with a day-to-day chance of showers. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, high temperatures in the low 60s by Friday. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have partly cloudy skies, 20 degrees on this Monday morning. Coming up next, we'll have part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. The 2014 Motor Trend Truck of the Year is the Ram Pickup. It's the first ever with back-to-back awards that is eligible for 0% for 72 months or $2,500 rebate. And we have two remaining 2013s left, a Dodge Avenger SXT and a Dodge Durango, both with 0% financing up to 72 months or rebates up to $3,000. So start off your spring with a new vehicle from Bishop Motors, where your word and a handshake makes the best deals.
Hamilton's Hay Auction will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a preview of what will be at the auction.
Yes, Angela, we've got several 400 to 500 3x3s of alfalfa and grass hay mixed, and looks like we're going to have somewhere between 350 and 400 round bales of different varieties of hay, and we've got a lot of small squares coming in. So with the weather this weekend, it looks like we're going to have probably one of the largest sales that we've had. So if anybody's needing hay, plan on being at the auction.
Well, hopefully you guys will have a really great turnout. And if anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me on my cell phone anytime at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. Porcine epidemic diarrhea virus has been hitting farms all over the country, causing massive losses to the swine industry. The first case reported in Illinois occurred last spring, and the virus is still sweeping across Illinois farms. Among the farmers affected by PEDV is area swine farmer Phil Borgic, whose farm broke out with the virus this past winter. He said it didn't take very long to know that something was wrong.
It doesn't take long. It hits very rapidly, and yes, we broke January 8th. We were actually a little bit suspect the evening of the 7th as people were leaving work, and then we came in on the 8th, and it was pretty well full-blown. I walked outside at an exhaust fan that morning. I could smell it coming out of the hog building. It's got a distinct odor.
Thankfully, Borgic had already formulated a plan for his farm in case of a PEDV breakout, and he wasted no time implementing it.
Well, we had a contingency plan in place for 45 days, so we knew, you know, what we were going to do when it happened to us. So we called in extra trucks and we weaned all the pigs that were 8 days old and older, went to the farm that we were taking weaned pigs to, and so we got them off the farm. Those pigs, we had electrolytes, special feed, extra waterers, extra feeders, you know, at that farm. And so we did whatever we could for those pigs to, you know, get them warmed up and then also to encourage them to drink because they get dehydrated. You know, put it in human terms, it's really bad flu. And so you got dehydration. And so then the main thing is to get the pigs much water and get them up and get them warm as possible. And so that's what we did for the baby pigs. Here at the sow unit then, working with their veterinarian, we knew exactly what we was going to do here. And so the very next morning then, we inoculated the sow herd to get the immunity level up because the only defense against this virus is to build immunity in your sow herd. And so we immediately started on that the very next morning to recover from it as quickly as possible.
Even with the plan in place and quickly acted upon, the losses to Borgick's farm were still astounding.
I'm an optimist. The glass is always half full. But this here was worse than what I expected. We lost virtually 100% of our piglets for 4 weeks. So everything that was farrowed for 4 weeks did not survive. It's virtually 100% mortality.
The losses weren't just devastating to Borgick from a business standpoint. He said for him and his staff, it was a difficult event to witness.
The staff here, their one purpose is to, you know, save as much pigs as possible, you know, make the piglet and the sow as comfortable, and, you know, animal care is the top priority here, and there was just nothing they could do. Didn't matter what they did or, you know, what tools I provided them. There was nothing that, you know, we could do to help those pigs survive.
But now the question is, how long will it take Borgick to come back from such a terrible loss? I asked what his operation is looking like now, a couple months after the breakout.
Well, we inoculated the sow herd to build maternal antibodies, which then, when the pig takes in colostrum or the first-day milk from their mom, then they can combat the virus when they're exposed to it. And so our incidence level went from 100% down to about 5%. But even week 10 after exposure, we're still having 5% of our sows, piglets break with it. But even in those 5%, we'll have over half those pigs will survive and do well. So we've definitely built up maternal antibodies to it and helping the piglets survive. We brought in, you know, different tools of gruel and trying the pigs that do break, we're giving them as much nutrition as we can, you know, to help survivability of those pigs.
Despite the leaps and bounds in overcoming the virus mortality rates, Borgick says there are still lingering impacts from the original run-through.
We would be about 95% of what we would expect to be producing right now. So we're virtually back at the 100%, but not there yet. That last 5%, talking to different people in the industry, may be pretty difficult to get back for a while. It's something that lingers on.
After his experience with the PED virus, Borgick had some words of wisdom for other producers who have the misfortune of going through the same thing.
Be prepared. It's something I started talking to people about in December, is make sure you have electrolytes, have a plan on what you're going to do if you have the misfortune of contracting the virus, so you know where the pigs are going to go, have electrolytes on hand, have high potency feed on hand, to try to help survivability of the pigs that do contract the virus.
Borgick also wanted to remind everyone that this virus does not pose a threat to food safety.
The PEDV has no effect on humans, and the meat quality and meat safety is 100% safe, but it does not affect the animal at all. You know, strictly affects the baby pigs the most, and that our product is still 100% safe.
Again, that was area swine farmer Phil Borgic speaking on his experience with the PED virus. All in all, it seems the swine industry will bounce back. It will just take a bit of time. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.